The city of Tucson has been highlighted in a new report by the Center for Promise, part of the America's Promise Alliance. Its title is More Than a Village, and the focus is on efforts Tucson has made to re-engage students with their high school experiences and reduce the number of permanent dropouts. A key conclusion of the report is that trust is vital to keeping students engaged in school, as well as giving them reasons to return. Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild is with me to talk about what Tucson has been doing to improve the dropout situation and to get more students graduating from high school. Mayor, what are your general thoughts on this report, and do you believe Tucson's doing a better job than other cities?
Yeah, I don't know if we're doing better than others because I don't know what others are doing, but I do know that we've created in our community some unique programs and programs that I think other communities ought to look at to help address the issue, which is prevalent throughout our society, of young people leaving school before they graduate with a high school diploma. We all know that that degree, that certificate, that diploma can be a real key to success in life. So it's so important that we put a lot of intent on creating programs that will help young people graduate from high school.
And it certainly feels as though there's been an increased and a more concerted effort generally in the state to emphasize this kind of thing. And Tucson is obviously at the heart of that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We did see a few years ago, out of the mayor's roundtable for education that we created in Arizona along with, Mayor Stanton, now Congressman Stanton, and with help from a couple of nonprofits in our state, that our dropout rate statewide was a little lower than national, and across the board, across the country, the numbers are strikingly similar, but we wanted to focus on that. And in our community, what the report focuses on are really three programs. One is a program called Steps for Success, and in that program, we go out as community members, teaming up with our school district or school districts, and knock on the doors, literally knock on the doors of students who have dropped out of school and meet either with their parents or their relatives or the students themselves and try to convince them to come back to school. And we've had great success with that program. We've had over 617 students return to school and 96 have graduated. Another program, which is really a United Way-funded program out of our community, is called Youth on the Rise. And on Youth on the Rise is a program that focuses on disconnected youth. So it's a little bit different category than just students who have dropped out, because these are young people ages 16 to 24 who aren't in school or who aren't working. And it's a way to bring them back into the community and find the right place for them. And then the final one, which I think is why we've seen some good success in our community, is a program called Community Schools. And the concept of community schools is one where you bring wraparound services to a school where the students are in need. We were able to do so with a grant from the Corporation for National and Community Service, and we originally got a grant for, $1.5 million for 2 years, and then that was extended for another 3 years. But those are grants from the federal government where we bring AmeriCorps Vista students, partner them with nonprofits in the community, and then send them into the schools to work with the counselors or the teachers to find what students need what services. We also have a group in Tucson called, Higher Ground, I'm sorry. We also have a group in Tucson called Higher Ground, and Higher Ground is become the coordinator for that program, and they're a local nonprofit that we're trying to stand up as a community to really keep this community schools program going.
Let's go back when you first became mayor. Certainly, a mayor has to focus on a lot of things. We talk about public safety a lot. We talk about economic opportunity and economic competitiveness. Where was education for you when it started, and has it become an even greater priority as you're getting ready to leave office?
You're right. In Arizona, of course, it's the state that has primary responsibility for the education system. And so when I was running for office, I said, I want to help with our education system here in Tucson. And I received criticism for it. People said, that's not a core service to the city. That's what the state does. And I said, wait a second. If you're going to be the mayor of a city, you care about the people of your city. And if you care about the economic well-being of the people of your city, you need to care about education. And people bought into that and accepted it. So I've always kept whatever we can do as a priority is something we would do out of the mayor's office. You know, a mayor can be a great convener and can be a person who brings people together around an issue. And this was certainly one that I thought was important and I know is important.
Is that something you've worked with your local lawmakers who come to the state capitol to make sure that they're prioritizing the same things that even some of these projects we've talked about in programs and the fact that you want to emphasize some of these things?
Yeah, we try to. I mean, obviously at the state level, on a very macro level, you know, we need more funding for our public education system and we need a balanced playing field. And so I talked to all of our legislators about that. But in this particular case, in the community schools case, we have a bill currently in the state legislature asking for funding for three community schools around the state as a pilot, one in Maricopa County, one in Pima County, and one in a rural county, to obtain the funding so we can start to do this at the state level. And the understanding I have is that the governor is in favor of putting this into the budget, but we have to make sure that the legislature goes along with him on it.
Jonathan Rothschild is mayor of Tucson. We've been talking about the city's efforts to reengage high school dropouts.